Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 10th, 2024. Reality could be different. Comment: as far as I understand, the path of suffering is a natural process of human development. My response: it is we who consider this path natural because this is how we behave. But why should it be natural? Question: could our reality be different? Answer: of course. Why do we not do what is acceptable in the eyes of the Creator and our feelings? Comment: but each of the 8 billion people understands the eyes of the Creator in their way. My response: we must understand and accept that the Creator's desire is bestowal, a connection between us, and good actions. We must learn to appreciate the good we receive from others and do the same in return. If we do this, we will begin moving our development along the right path. And if not, then our development will happen under the lash, with blows. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, March 14, 2024. The difference between slander and criticism. Question: the difference between criticism, which is sometimes helpful, and slander is a fine line. How can one clearly understand what is slander and not criticism? Answer: slander is the lack of a correct justification for what was said. In this case, it is necessary to scrutinize it, bring it to public judgment, and so on. But, in general, this is the difference between slander and criticism. Question: could the criterion of difference be the intention with which a person says something? Answer: this is very difficult to verify. Where do we find the answer to this? A person cannot check himself. But still, he should be afraid to say certain things about another, even if he thinks it is criticism on his part. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, March 7, 2024. How can you make the Creator like you? Question: how can we not make mistakes and choose only what the Creator gives? Answer: always stick together, strive to the Creator, and ask Him to govern us. Question: how can we bring Him contentment? Answer: the Creator chooses you according to your actions. He is guided by nothing else. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 22, 2024. Writings of Baha Sulam Alot is an awakening from above. Internal connection with great teachers. Question: how should we build an internal connection with our great teachers, with Baha Sulam, Rabash, and with you, and through them with the authors of the Book of Zohar, in order to gradually approach an understanding of what they want to convey to us? Answer: we must build our unity starting with the types of connections that now exist between us in mutual assistance and mutual connection with each other. We can reach a state in which we exist as if in one body, into which we will begin to receive the spiritual light, the light of the Book of Zohar. And so we will gradually approach an understanding of what this book wants to tell us. We need to perceive our teachers as closely as possible, as if they fill us. And the more we strive for them, the closer they will approach us. Eventually we will begin to feel them existing directly within us. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 15, 2024. Writings of Baha Sulam. To understand the words of the Zohar, for the sake of connection with the Creator. Question: which part of my personality should I sacrifice while working in the Ten, and which part should I keep? Answer: you must sacrifice everything that is in you in order to achieve greater unity with your friends. Together you must be ready to sacrifice absolutely everything so as to rise above your egoism and be connected with each other and with the Creator. Question: should we also sacrifice some of our animalistic manifestations, views, and ideology? Answer: no, not necessarily yet, and later you will see that they correct themselves. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 17, 2024. Writings of Baha Sulam. Anyone who pleases the spirit of the people. What does the Creator expect from us? Question. There are states when it is not at all difficult for a person to make efforts and the work itself brings him joy. But as soon as the desire increases, he cannot do even an ounce of what he did before. Why does spiritual work become a heavy burden for him? Answer, you must ask the Creator for help and find out why you are given such heavy states. They can be caused by thousands of problems. Question. What reaction does the Creator expect from us when sending us tasks and setting conditions? Answer. The Creator wishes for you to be in absolute connection with each other and for Him to be able to reveal Himself within it. Then you will feel Him, will clearly fulfill all His laws, and in accordance with their implementation, ascend higher and higher on the rungs of the Sephirot and worlds. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 19, 2024. Writings of Baha Sulam. All the work is only where there are two ways, Part 2. Questions about spiritual work, 100. Question. Why is it so difficult to think that there is none else besides the Creator? Answer. Because it ties your hands. Question. How do we work with the outside world when we follow the Torah's instructions? Answer. The outside world does not feel this. It is not in this sector. Question. Should I voice my questions, or can I study silently? Answer. You can study silently, but if you study together with friends, everyone should know about it. Question. How do we agree with our soul so that it helps us, prays for us, and holds us? Answer. Talk to it all the time, address it, and ask the Creator for this. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 19, 2024. Writings of Baha Sulam. All the work is only where there are two ways, Part 2.